We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadik Amud Aleph. We're continuing the Sugis of Haitza'ah and the Shiurim of Haitza'ah. Hamoitzi Kupas Hareichlim. If someone carries out a box with, which the peddlers carry, it has a bunch of different compartments in it with different besamim in it. So the halacha is, you're not chayiv for every single compartment. Let's say in each compartment you have all different things, different spices or different jewelry in different boxes. You take out the whole box, you're not chayiv for every single box. You're only chayiv for the big box, one haitzah. Hamoitzi kupas reichlim, not just by minim harv, even if there's a lot of different minim, ain't chayiv al chatas achas. Only chayiv one chatas, And Tosis already asked, that's pashut. Of course, it's only one haitzah. What do you have in your chayiv? Two. Look at Tosis. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Maisa, if someone carries out this kupas hareichlin, he's chayiv one chatas, even though it's a lot of different minim. The Mishnah goes further and says, Zarine gina, little seeds from the garden seeds, yichayiv on a shear, it's pachos mikagregers. Less than a shear kagregers. Gregers is dried fig, less than that shear, even though oichlin, like Rashi says, usually a shear kagregers. Since this is for planting, it's a little bit less. But it's a significant shear, but it's less than a kagregers. Chamisha. It has to be five seeds. It's five seeds, that's the shear that yichayiv, which is a smaller shear than a little less than gregers. Then the Mishnah says, Vait, this is a kuliyama. Zera kishuim shnayim. If you take out seeds from a cucumber, you chayiv for two seeds, because it's choshev, so you chayiv two seeds. Zera diluim of gourds, seeds of gourds, shnayim, two. Zera polomitzri of Egyptian bean, also two. Shnayim. Chag of chayiv, someone carries out a live grasshopper's kolshu. He's chayiv, even if it's a small, tiny grasshopper like kolshu. What's the reason? That's the Mavuyah in the Gemara later on. And the Mishnah later on, that because children play with it, therefore it's a toy, and therefore it gives a chashivas, even a kolshu. Mace, if it dies, then kagregers, then shear is kagregers, because then it's a shear of food. Grasshopper is a kosher grasshopper, and since you can eat it, so it's a shear of kagregers. That's how much you need if it's mace, because a kid doesn't play with a dead one. So therefore, it needs a chashivas of achila, which is shear kagregers. Sepiris kramim, which is a different type of grasshopper. Any sai alive and sai dead is shear is kolshu, because there we'll see it's used for a four. Use it for a four, and therefore it has a chashivas and yichai even for kolshu. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Afa Moitzi Chag of Chai Tomei, even a live Chag of Chai Tomei kolshu is also chayiv. Shemasli Moitzi Lekotim Lischuk Boy, because you put it aside for a cotton to play with it. It means the Tanakhama holds only a Chag of Chai Tar. You let a child play with it. But a tamei digger of treifa grasshopper, according to the Tanakhama, you do not let a child play with it. You might eat it, and therefore, it won't be a shear kolshu. It won't be a shear kolshu. It might not be at all a chashivas, because you can't eat it either. So there's no chashivas whatsoever, unless it's for refuah. But you can't. No chashivas whatsoever. Who the holds? No, a live chai tamei is kolshu because a child will play with that as well. And the Gemara will discuss why is no chashash for Rav Yehuda of eating it, only for Tanakhama is a chashash. So the Gemara writes, Raminu Master Yokasha, it says in our Mishnah, there was the shear seeds is either a little less than Gregor's or five. Raminu Master Yokasha, it says in the Mishnah before, it says, Zevel v'choil hadak, if you're carrying out certain type of fertilizers, k'dei l'zabel kalach, shal kruv, divi Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says, you bring enough to fertilize one stalk of a cabbage, it's enough. So here, why are we saying you need so many seeds? One seed should be enough to be a chashivas. The Rabbi Kiva, one piece of leek. Amra Papa, again, the same terrace we had a few times. If it's already planted, so then it has a chashivas already. It's a cabbage already. So then even one piece of cabbage is chashiv enough. But here, before you plant it, there's no chashivas of seeds, because no one's going to carry out one seed and go through the whole process of planting it for one seed. It's not worth it. It's too much tircha, and therefore has no chashivas. So the Maravite, it's in the Mishnah Zera Kishuim, cucumber seeds. Tanavana Namaitzi Garinin, if someone carries out seeds, im Linatia, if he's carrying it out, Linatia, to plant it, then Shtai, Michaifa too. Im Lachila, Kamloi Pichazer, as there's a shear of Pichazer, which is, the Gemara says, one seed. That means netia is two seeds, like we said, similar to zera kishuim. But comes la'achila, this thing, these garinim, is kamal pichaz, which is one seed. Im lahasik, if it's to burn under, using it to burn, let's say, it's seeds that are not ready to plant, and it's not ready to eat, using it for firewood, it has to be enough to cook up a egg, which is an easy egg to cook, which is a chicken egg. Im lecheshbin, if these things are not ready for eating, not ready for burning, not ready for natia, using it for something else, using it to count, to use it as a counter. What does that mean? Let's say you're counting 100, you're counting like coins. So for every 100 coins, you want to put down one thing to remember that I'm up to 100, 200, 300. You're using these things l'cheshbon. So shtayim, two ready is enough to use for cheshbon. Chayim v'chamesh. You need at least five for that. Rashi explains, because until five, people remember the cheshbon. Once it hits five ready, it's hard for them to keep the cheshbon. Therefore, they need these pieces, these little pieces of seed to remember the number five, to remember where they're holding. If someone takes out two threads from a tail of a horse or a tail of a cow, wash. They use those hairs, those threads, to make nets. Mixture chazir, a hard hair that's found on the back of a pig, then mixture chazir, achas, one is enough to chashivas, because Rashi says use it. The shoemakers use it as a needle. Tsuri dekel, the thing that goes around a dekel, is shtayim. Tsuri dekel is like the thing that grows around the palm tree. It's like it's like peeled bark of a palm tree. You use it to make baskets. You need two shtayim. You need two of them. Tsuri dekel, that is like the material that grows around the palm tree. That's achas. That's even one shear. And Rashi says he's not sure what to use that for. Rashi says, "Dakim etzuri behem min asiv agos v'asiv." Well, that's my chazu. What it's really for? The Aruch Lasar says they use it up as to make some kind of cup made out of gourd. They use that to cover the cup. It's used to wrap around that cup. But either way, we're saying the tzuri deka, which means the bark, which is harder, is used for baskets. That's shtayim. Tzuri deka, which is the threads that grow around the palm tree. That's achas. And Rashi is not sure what it's for. We said over to Aruch. Zokta Gemara Vayta. The Mishnah says, Sepiris Kromen Ben Chaya Ben Mesa Kolshu. The shear of Sepiris Kromen, which is a type of grasshopper. Sai, if it's alive, Sai, if it's dead, it's Kolshu. Why? Because you use it for a four. My Sepiris Kromen. What is exactly Sepiris Kromen? Amarav, it's a type of grasshopper called the Palya Beari. It's a type of grasshopper called the Palya Beari. That's the type of grasshopper that's used for a four. Amabai, where do you find it? Mishtakach Padikla the Chazi Navra. You find it on the palm trees that are very young, that only has around it one thin layer of growth. And what do you use this for? What type of refuah you use for? Use it to open up your head and open up your heart to be able to learn Torah. And the Gemara explains how you do this. You cut the thing in half. You cut this grasshopper in half. And you eat the right side. And the paga the smaila. And the left side, you put into a tube, a copper tube, and you close it up with 60 gushpanki, with 60 seals. Rashi says, lav dafka 60 seals. 60 is loshon lav dafka, which means a lot. Rashi says, lav dafka, machaseo kesu in har, we do a lot of covers, going zephes, v'shaiva, tar, and shaiva is wax, agava, v'adama. You cover it very well. And you tie it on your left hand. And that's how the refuah works. V'simon, how do you remember which hand to tie it on? You remember because the pasuk says in Keheles, "Leiv chacham liyaminoi, v'leiv ksil l'smaylai." This person's still a ksil; he's still a fool. Therefore, you tie it on your left hand in order to open up your heart. V'chalkim kamaydavai. Then, after you ate the half, the right side, the left side, you put into this tube. Now you start learning. You learn as much as you want. V'gamav kamaydavai, and you learn chachma, you learn gemara, you learn everything, and then afterwards, after you get smart. Now you don't want to lose that. Though. You don't want to lose that. So what do you do? Va'achale l'ilchpag, eat the other half. Diloy, because if not, me'ekar, you'll forget Talmud. You'll forget what you learned. Obviously, it's a kosher grasshopper, and then you eat the other half. Eat the other half, and that's how you get smart. And if you don't eat the other half, you throw it away. If you throw away the other half, you might forget your learning. So the Gemara Vayta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says that af ha'moitzi chogav chay tamei. is chayif a kosher, and not like Tanakam, who says dafka chagav chay tahar, a kosher grasshopper. So Mar explains the machlekes of Yehuda and Tanakam. The Tanakam is a loy. Tanakam always know that a chagav chay tamei. Of course, if it's dead, everyone agrees it's not worth anything because you can't eat it. But here, a chagav chay tamei. Why can a kid play with it? Tanakam is a loy. Why my time? Well, demachle. Because if you give it to the child, he might come to eat it. And if he eats it, it's not kosher. And like Rashi speaks out, that even though a katan oichel nevelas, a katan nevelas, ain't bezim tzuvim la paprishoi, for zaman the yama holds, a bezim to stop them, but yizichet shouldn't give it to him. You can't give it to midayim. Here you're handing him the grasshopper. You should not do that because he might come to eat it. So that's pshat and tanakam. If that's the case, even tahar nami, a live kosher grasshopper, you shouldn't give it to him. Because we'll see, there's an isser about the shaksui. Not just to eat a live being, a live organism. You're not supposed to eat that. Yochi tar nami, Rav Kahana, havakom kame de Rav. Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav. Havakom avash shiva apume. He was putting, like, he was playing with a grasshopper, and he put it near his mouth. Omale, shakle, take it away from your mouth. The lame room, mech kochle, people shouldn't say you're eating it. Eating a live grasshopper is about the shaksu. So how can you give it to the kid child to play with it? He might come to eat it. It's about the shaksu. Toysa speaks out that, of course, a grasshopper does not need shchita. A grasshopper does not want to think it needs shchita. Once it's dead, it's a homestead and what to eat. But to eat it live already, that's about the shaksu. Eat something live, that's about the shaksu. But you can break off a piece and eat it, that's fine also. But to eat it live, that's Baal Shaksu. But the kasha bottom line is that what's Pshat HaTanakama? If he's worried about Isser, so even a kosher grasshopper that's alive should be a problem because the katan might eat it. So how do you like give it to him to play? And if he's not worried about that, even a tamei should be more to play with it, and therefore it should be Choshev, a kosher. So Gemara says, no. We're not worried he's going to eat it alive because he's playing with it. What's the chash? Maybe it's going to die, and then he'll eat it. So if it's we let him play with a kosher grasshopper, it's not a problem, because it's kosher, so if it dies, he'll eat it. But if it's not kosher grasshopper, if you let him play with it, it might die, and he'll come to eat it. That's what Tanakamo says. They only give kosher grasshoppers to kids to play with. Rav Yehuda is not. Imayis katan mispet sopadle. If the grasshopper dies, whenever Chashi should eat it, he doesn't eat his toys. Because if his yummy grasshopper that he was playing with, his little goldfish, died, he'll just give it a hesped. He won't eat it. He's not going to go to eat it, and therefore we're never worried about eating it. And therefore, even a chag of chai tambay, which is like a toy, you is chai for kosher, because you will give it a katan to play with it. Hadron Allah, the Amar Rav Akiva, the parak of Rav Akiva, that Hadron Allah finished the parak of Rav Akiva, shmak a parak. Let's make a haschala on the next parak, parak Hamatzdia, which continues with this a little sugya of Haitzah. And we'll see, the next two parakim are still sugyas of Haitzah, Hamatzdia and Hazairik. Zok the new parak, Hamatzdia Lizera, someone who puts aside a kolshu of something, Lizera, to plant or dugma or to show someone or refuah, Vaitzia b'shavas chayef, b'kolshu. And then he takes it down. Shabbos chayav kolshu. That means because he put it away, so he showed that he cares about it. We had this before in the Mishnah idea. Tosis even asks that it's possible in the Mishnah 4. But either way, here he's matzdiya a certain amount for zera or dugbo refuah. He took it down Shabbos. He's chayav kolshu. The chol odom in chayav el kashuray. But everyone else is only chayav like the full shear. Chazar, let's say this guy himself put it away. He was chayzer, he held, I'm not going to use it for zera, it's not so chashv anymore. Then v'chnisei brought it back inside. Ein chayev l'kashura, ein chayev l'kashura, because he was chayzer from the chashivas. So then he's going chayev like the shir. And Tosis here asks, it's tame l'ri, my yitzuch l'misti lei, hatana lei chadu zimna, perik la gadol, she'ein kash hastia, ein chayev l'matzniya. It's a first mishnah before in klal gadol, that anything that's not kash l'atzniya, it's not normal to put away, it's only chayev for the person to put it away. But Al-Kapanim, Al-Mishnah repeats the halacha and says that if you put away something as a chashivas, then that person, if he carries it out, is chayiv on Shabbos for that shear, because that's chashiv. But everyone else, it's not chashiv for them. They have a certain shear, like we said in Mishnayos before. And if he himself is chayiv, let's say he carried it out, he's chayiv. He brings it back in, he's not chayiv anymore, because he already was chayiv from using it for that certain special thing, and therefore it doesn't have a shear. Zok the Gemara, why does it say Hamatznia? Lo le misni Hamatznia. Let's say Hamaitzi lezarav dugma refu achayev v'chol shu. You could have said more simple. You don't have to say that he put it away and then he carried it out. If someone carries something out lezarav dugma refu, that alone is a chashivus. That alone is machshvit. Let's say you say I'm carrying out this little seed because I want to bring it next door because someone's sick. That alone is a chashivus. So Hamaitzi alone would be chayev. Why do you have to tell me the case of Hamatznia? Amar Abaya, Hachmai Eskinon. Abaya says, you're right. Avada Moitzil is Ria is Chayiv. You carried out the plant, you're carrying out special to bring it to the next field to plant it, and that's the Chash of you, of course, you're Chayiv. But here, even do Matznia. But here, the Chiddush is like this. Hachmai Eskinon, you're Chiddush. You put it aside for one of these things, Zera, Dugma, Rafua, you gave it a Chashivas. And then you, when you carry it out, Shashim, you carry it out, you forgot that you gave it a Chashivas. But Shach Lam Matznia, you forgot why you put it away. And now you're bringing it out with a stam das. So the shail is there a bit of a das? Now with tema betul bat machshavta, you would think that your first machshava is bottle, because now b'shasetzah you forgot why you're carrying it out. So you're carrying it out stam to bring it next door, and you don't even know what it's for. So maybe there's no chashivas anymore, and you're not chayiv kamash v'lon. No. Anyone who does something stam without a specific das, it goes after what your first das was. And since you put it away with a chashivas, that will be the das, and therefore a person will be chayiv for carrying out even a small share. Since you put it away, you gave it a chashivas, even though now when it's carrying out, he forgot about that. But since we say, yesoid, that anytime someone carries something out of a stomach, he's doing a das v'shoyna, so therefore a person is chayiv for that chashivas, even though right now he didn't think of it.